Now, if the word is capitalized, this is the same salvation that David is talking about. Now, let me show you something here quickly. Revelation. Bless your father. Revelation chapter 7, verse 10. You see that? Revelation chapter 7, verse 10. Now, that's in the middle of a sentence. That is in the middle of a sentence. That word salvation is in the middle of the sentence. Should be capitalized. Not in proper grammar. It should be capitalized. Proper noun. A proper noun is capitalized. David. Proper. It says, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our Yahweh, which sitteth upon a throne, and unto the Lamb. Now I know what it says in that text of yours. This is what it says.
And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb.
Salvation. Salvation unto our Yahweh. Salvation. Salvation from our Yahweh, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto Messiah. Salvation to our Yahweh, to our God. Who is our God? He has a name. And you can't deny His name. If you deny His name, you deny His Son. You deny that name, you deny His Son. For the Son came in that name. He did not come in any other name but the Father's name. And that's evident. For salvation is of Yahweh. You don't read the scripture. We haven't read that. You read it and that's all you do. You brush over it. You don't take time. You know something is wrong, Saints. You always should move us at times whereby our hearts are simply given over unto searching the scripture. Something is wrong with you. You can spend hours shopping. Some of you all can leave from here and go out and spend 5 hours out there at Walmart. 10 hours. Take you can leave here at 8 o'clock in the morning and get back at 10 at night. Somewhere He ought to put this burning desire in our hearts. It's in my heart, Saints. The more I learn about Him, the more I want to know. The more I understand Him, the more important I know. I need to know more. I need to know more. And cried with a loud voice, saying now, salvation to our Yahweh. Salvation to our Yahweh, which sitteth upon a throne. Now what did David say in Psalms I just read? We'll go back to that. This scripture, the truth. If we truly understand this. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh, Psalms 3:8. Isn't that what it says? Now I understand that's the beginning of that sentence, but it's capitalized there too. And also in Revelation it was capitalized too. It has to be something proper there. And the proper thing there is simply this. Yahshua is there.
Yeshua.
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 Because He is our salvation.
Yeshua.
From the beginning He was the salvation. Deliverance. He's always been there from the beginning. From the beginning. Oh, you have been taught by tradition when you always say, let us make man. He was talking to Yahshua. He was talking to the angels. He's been there from the beginning. He's not been a separate entity. He's always come in the flesh. For what? For Yahweh saves His people. He's the one that saves us. He's the one that has delivered us. Before the foundation of the world, He predestinated. Who did? Tell me. Yahweh did. I think I want to know Him, not by some generic term or some generic word, God or Lord. I think that if He has saved me, this one that I truly call upon, He has to have a name that He is identified with. For the God of this world has one. His name is Shaltan. For Molech had a name, and Molcom, Tophats. They all had names. Buddha. So why is His name not a part of linguistics? Tell me. Why has He not been a part of, quote, what we call Christendom, unquote? Why has not that been revealed unto us? Has it been our traditions? And the men that have been tutelage under that spirit and raised under that spirit? Should have been. Should have been. He's going to put new wine in new bottles, Saints. He can't put this stuff. That's why you have seen those that are broken. You put new wine in new bottles, then you lose the wine and the bottles. That's why some have fallen. So I can't receive that. I receive it, Father. I receive that. David said, that I may show forth all thy praises, Psalm 9:14. That I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughters of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. I will rejoice in Yeshua. Yeah,
Yeshua.
I will rejoice in Yeshua.
Yeshua.
I will rejoice in Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Yeah, I will rejoice in Yeshua. He said, I may show forth all of thy praises in the gates of thy daughters of Zion, of the daughters of Zion, and I'll rejoice in thy salvation. And I should be trying to search these scriptures and look them, search them out. You will see, saints, it is evident that in that name, Yeshua is salvation. No other name given whereby salvation is given unto man. And one time he winked at our ignorance. And we all have been ignorant.
Amen.
And now he charged command us everywhere to repent.
Amen.
Your minds to be changed. There be a transforming of your mind.
Amen.
And a renewing of your mind. Your tradition is going to destroy your soul into darkness. For you resist his truth. And you reject him.
Amen.
And that's it.
Amen.
Well, that's something has been finagled with. No. It's the same text you're reading out of. Nothing any different. He says here, Psalm 14 and verse 7. Psalm 14 verse 7. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When Yahweh bringeth back the captive of his people Jacob, shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. That the salvation. It's coming out of Zion. And the salvation of Yahweh is in Zion.
Amen.
It's in the tabernacle. It's in the assembly of the saints.
Amen.
That's where Yahshua dwelleth, in the house, in the midst of his people.
Amen.
And he wants that name of his identity to be exalted. Every kind of name has been exalted. Every heathen name, every kind of vile name, it has been exalted except the name of Yahweh. Every kind of name. I want to read some other texts. I'll get back to this, but I want to read some things here. You write this down. Psalm chapter 3, verse 8. No, I don't want to start there. Let me start somewhere else. That's so much, saints. I want to show you the power of this anointing of the salvation spirit and the old as well in the new, and it hasn't changed one bit. Not one bit. 1 Samuel chapter 2. I've read that and Hannah rejoiced. But I want to show you something. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. I've read that to you. I will read it again. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over my enemy because I rejoice in thy salvation. She rejoiced now in that salvation. There is none holy as Yahweh, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our Elohim. You understand that? No rock like him, nor the salvation. And the scripture tells us in Romans chapter 5 verse 2. Romans 5 verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand, look at this, and rejoice in the hope. Well, who is our hope? Yahshua is our hope. There's no other hope but Yahshua Messiah. Paul said, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of Almighty Yahweh. Hannah said, I rejoice in the salvation. And Paul, writing unto the saints of Philippi, Philippians, chapter 3, verse 1. Look at what he says. My heart rejoiced in Yahweh. Or my heart rejoiced in God. That's what he says in that text you have. In 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 1.
Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 1. He said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in your way. Rejoice. Is that not what the scripture says? It's worth the same way in your text. In 2 Samuel 1, 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1, as it is in Philippians 3 and 1. He said, of all things, finally. He said, finally, my brother, rejoice in your way. To write the same thing to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. It is your salvation. It is your assurance, your hope, because our hope is in Messiah. That's where our hope is. Yahweh wants us to be brought to the light and understanding of this profound thing He has done. He doesn't want anything to obscure it. Nothing at all. He wants us to see, stand still and see the salvation. See the glory of the Father. That is why that man, Yahshua, was manifested. That we may literally see and they beheld the glory of Almighty Yahweh. What they did, He has a name. It's not Lord. It is not God. No man can come unto the Father. So you got to come the right way. So who is the Father? When thou prayest, our Father, which art in heaven. Listen now. Listen. Hallowed be thy name. Holy is thy name. What is the name that is holy? Is it Lord? Is it God? What is the Father's name? For Yahshua taught us how to pray. You can be stubborn all you want to, for Yahshua taught us how to pray. No, that is not a pattern how to pray. That is how to pray. That's what the theologians say, and this religious whore, he taught us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven. Oh, the name of Yahweh, praise your glory, wonderful. Hallowed. It's a holy name. It's a holy name. And for you to deny that reverence to Him, you're going to die on your sins. But He's going to give us much, saints. Too much is given, much is required. Amen. What about the saints that have died on? They're going to be justified by faith, saints. They are. Well, then what about us? We don't have to do it. Well, the ones that died in the old covenant, they died under the law too, didn't they? They did. And yet they're going to be saved. Their folks are going to be saved because they were saved under the law. And now He's given us a greater understanding of His name, His truth. Amen. Too much is given. Much is required. Too much is given. They're going to be beat with many stripes. Too little is given. It will be beaten with stripes like whom much is given. They won't. And even they sinned and built a calf, didn't they? And He still brought them into the promised land. He did. He did. He's just. And He's righteous. No, they didn't know what you know today. Nor did the forefathers know what you know. They didn't have the access. Every house in America almost has at least two or three Bibles. So they didn't have the availability of things that you possess. Dictionaries. Such visual things. Tell enunciation of the Hebrew words, Greek words. So without any excuse. And so you always even allow this. These kinds of things to be used in this hour. That there will be no doubt at all. None whatsoever. He says, when you hear His voice, harden not your heart. And so when a man hears the truth and he hardens his heart, then woe unto him. And Bishop, if you ever heard this truth and he hardened his heart, then woe unto him. He saved him before the foundation of the earth. I'm going to get into that in the next preachings to come. I will show some things. Whereby tradition has taught us one thing, but scripture doesn't say that. I will show you things in text. No, I have searched it out. I search it out deep. Amen. Paul said, rejoice in your way. Verse 2, he said, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. For the circumcision For we are the circumcision, that's what he says now, we're the circumcision, which worship Yahweh in the spirit, that's how we worship Yahweh, isn't it? Is in the spirit of Messiah, Yahshua has made us free. It's made us free, hasn't it? From the law of sin and death. He says, so we that are the circumcision, we worship Yahweh in the spirit. And we rejoice in Messiah, Yahshua. And we have no confidence in the flesh. And that's what Hannah began to do. She rejoiced in that Messiah. She rejoiced in that sure salvation. And that's our sure salvation today, saints. That's our sure salvation. And even in the midst of all of this, Yahweh, even an ignorant man like me, he has brought a little jewel. That all this time, as I began and I searched scripture often, it's easy for me to do it this way. I can move very quickly. And all of a sudden he wakes me up on Tuesday morning and began to deal with me concerning salvation and being saved. And as I began to search the scriptures in the wee hours of the morning, until I just fell off asleep again, I saw things that we have been taught that have not been according to scripture. They've been tradition. They've been based on tradition. Why? Because the Baptists teach salvation one way, the apostolics one way, the Jesus only another way, the church of prophets another way, and there's only one way, Messiah, Yahshua. From the beginning, he was with the Father. Amen. And that's what salvation is, Yahshua. And so when you say that name, Yahshua, you know you have salvation. And that's why men don't want to say it, that they detest it. Well, I've been brought up with Jesus. I've been brought up lying, and sinning, deceived. I don't want to be deceived no more. I don't want to be tricked. Yeah, you have. Don't tell me that. For your heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. You've lied to yourself. You tricked yourself. You tricked yourself. You think you're righteous. You think you're good. You deceive yourself. Sure you do. Your self-righteous thing. And that is not of the Father. Not at all. There's one thing about Yahweh, he loves judgment. He loves judgment. He brings, you will know when he's talking to you because he brings judgment. I'm grateful that he opens my heart up to things that I can see, the simple things. Well, that's not revelation of the end time. We see, knowing my salvation, that is the end time. That is the assurance of the end time. That's the assurance of the end time. The assurance. And from the beginning, Messiah was there, the rock. The cloud, the pillar. He has not changed. How was he known? Salvation unto the house of Israel. Salvation unto the house of Israel. I'm going to read something in Isaiah chapter 59 verse 11. And you will find the very same text of scripture in the New Testament. Or is conveyed in the New Covenant. I want to read this quickly. Isaiah 59 verse 11. Isaiah 59 verse 11 to verse 17. It says, we roared like bears and mourned so like dogs. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is for all from us. Yahshua is for all from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them in transgressions, and in lying against Yahweh, and departing away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and utterance from the heart, words of falsehood, nothing like words of falsehood. It's one thing about pure love, saints, from all of us. It's not easily offended. If a brother or sister offend you, love is not easily offended. You still do them right. You don't do them wrong. You still do them right. It's one thing if a man of Yahweh if he's wrong. Your righteous thing to do is to pray. And to say, Father, help him. If I'm wrong, if I'm a true man of Yahweh. Saul was a dog, if I must use that expression. And yet David would not touch him. For he was Yahweh's anointed. He was a dog. He was a wicked man. And yet David did not touch him. He was there where he cut off a piece of his garment. And said, Saul, I could have butchered you. But I know who you are. And I can't touch you. I can't do that. Because I know what Yahweh has done. He has anointed you. He has made you king. And I cannot touch Yahweh's anointed. Touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. The prophet is without honor except in his own country. So amongst my kinsmen, which sin would not destroy man's soul and separate him from Yahweh? For the hour that is present upon us is going to take warriors. And warriors don't desert in the midst of battle. That's what they teach you in the military. But a man doesn't go AWOL when the battles began to become intense. And if I'm Yahweh's anointed, I've led them as Moses led the house of Israel up into that place. And because he allowed the people to trouble him, he smote that little stone. No, he didn't smite the stone. He smote the rock. You're the rock of my salvation. You're sure that rock was there to drink from the fountain that never runs dry. They're the fountain of life in the midst of them. The fools then drink from it. The fools had a fountain of life. Yeah, his word is life. When he speaks his life. And so if a man of you always done wrong, as that is your head, then you pray for him. You don't get up and walk away from him. You don't desert him. If he's having a battle, you don't turn your back on him tonight. You pray for him. You show your face and thighs, and you pray, and you cry out. And if there's anything wrong with him, you will reveal it unto him. It will not be by your strength to correct him. He will. And his name is still Yahshua. Hasn't changed. 59 verse 15, he says, yea, truth faileth. No one wants truth today. And he that departed from evil making himself a prey. But a man departs from the evil. You understand what a prey is? It is one that is set forth for the enemy or for the lion to pounce upon. And so that's what they've done with their lying. They have lying tongues. Or liars that had lying teeth around here. Lion teeth. Lying. He said, and Yahweh saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Verse 16. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Well, who is Messiah? He is our intercessor. He makes intercession for us before the Father. It's what the scripture says. There was no intercessor, therefore, his arm now, his arm brought Yahshua unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. That's what he brought unto them, Yahshua, the rock, the hope of salvation. That's what he brought unto them. His arm brought, that's what he said, his arm now, brought salvation. Yahshua, Yahshua, Yahshua. He brought Yahshua unto them, and his righteousness sustained them. Verse 17, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate. He put on righteousness as a breastplate. A salvation, and helmet of salvation, and helmet of salvation. Who's the head of every man? Yahshua. You're always the head of Yahshua. Yahshua the head of every man. And so that is the salvation of every man. Yahshua. 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 It says, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garment of vengeance, clothing. I was clad with zeal as a cloak. 1 Corinthians 11:3. I want to read this. 1 Corinthians 11:3. But I would have you to know that the head of every man, the head of every man, is Messiah. And the head of the woman is man. And the head of Messiah is Yahweh. That is what scripture says. And if he is our head, he is our helmet, our salvation. And so he should be in our head. He should be the high thing in our minds. Ephesians 6:17. It said, and take the helmet of salvation. Yahshua is our head. Ephesians 6:17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. The helmet of salvation, The head of every man is Messiah. And the head of Messiah is Yahweh. In his arms were the salvation of the people. Yahshua was revealed unto the house. As Israel made that exodus out of Egypt, he was a rock. He was the rock. He is the salvation. He's the hope. He is the hope of man. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. He is our hope. We have hope through Messiah because he has finished the works that the Father gave him. It gives us strength to do the same. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Put on your shoe. Put on your shoe. That's what it said. Put on the hope of salvation. Yahshua is our hope, saints. He's the hope that this arm of Yahweh is extending unto us. It is our salvation. It is our deliverance, our prosperity. It is our safety. And here we move and live and have our being. Yahshua. And that's what salvation is. And from the beginning, it was him. I don't believe that. He intended for us to know the Son in a way that man has never known him. In this hour, he's going to reveal him in a way that man has never known him. Why? Because we must be perfect. We must be complete. And we're not in him, we're not complete. And Yahweh doesn't see a lot of completeness today. He doesn't. He simply doesn't see that. Glory. No different in the older than you. Isaiah chapter 60. I like this. Isaiah 60 verse 15 through 19. And Matthew's 1:21. Isaiah 60, 15. Matthew's 1:21. It hasn't changed. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He has not changed. And he's going to save his people, a remnant. It's not going to be what we think it is, saints. And that's the truth. Don't you know that they rejected the Messiah? How many folks you think that actually followed him? It's just Mary Magdalene and a few of the sisters. Everyone else that forsook him. Man has not forsaken him today. He's not in their affairs. He doesn't govern their thoughts, their minds. He doesn't govern their spirits. Their emotions governs that. The self-will. The self-determination. The flesh. The racial preference. All those things. Their mama, their daddy, their kinsmen, their friends. But they don't truly seek the face of Yahweh. If I'm wrong, and if you have truly sought him, you would know whether I'm wrong or right. If I'm wrong, you would know. There wouldn't be no doubt. I wouldn't be waiting. I wouldn't chance for salvation. It's either I'm wrong or I'm right. And it's either you're wrong or you're right. I would not want to be caught in the crossfire of that. I would want to make sure. I'm sure. How do you know? Because he's in me. He's the head of man. He's the head of every man. Well, who's the man? Well, when he has the breath of Yahweh in him, he breathed into him, he became a living soul. And see these Jezebels that move from under the spear of Yahweh's authority, that's what they are. Because they came here. I would want to do that in this hour. No. Not that. He meant what he said. But a woman has the true divine spirit of Yahweh. She will submit. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. That's why these wives today, they're not truly, the scripture doesn't, it tells her, if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And he has favor of Almighty Yahweh. As Sarah called Abraham master. That's what she called him. Master. And that's what this perverted Jezebel spirit has done. It is imparted in their hearts by the spirit of Balaam, their Lord. They lord their own bodies. They lord their own wills. That's what they do. They lord themselves. That's what a lord is. It takes privilege and strength in doing what things pleaseth me. A servant please the master. A lord pleases oneself. Sure. He meant what he says. At the head of every woman is the man. Man having the spirit of Yahweh. And the head of every man is Messiah. And the head of Messiah is Yahweh. Is that this a lie? It's not the truth. That's what it is. And that's why you find this corrupt spirit today. Don't you understand that that thing, that pervert, that they ordain what they call a bishop, Robinson. Don't you understand that most of those whorehouses are filled with women and they move with emotions and feelings? That's the truth. And so they promoted this vile thing as their leader. And there are 15,000 of them. And they won't even dishonor him. You say you love Yahweh. Oh, I love God. I love the Lord. You don't even love the Lord. I had a precious brother to write to me. I had two brothers, one from Augusta. I had an old sister to call me last night. Her name was Millie Smith from Aberdeen, Mississippi. And Pastor Robert, oh, hillbilly, you can tell in a voice. And I could hear the broadcast booming as loud as it come as she left the message on the recorder. And oh, hillbilly, that's what she was. And yet she understood the message she heard last night, that it had validity and truth. And her heart says, I want to understand this better, Pastor Robert. Help me. Help me. Help me. You see, you're always going to send his people that are scattered throughout the earth and around this nation. The goats, he's not going to deal with them. He's going to say to the goats, you get on that side and the sheep on his right side, and he's going to cast them into hell. I know folks don't want to believe that. But that's the truth. Or you saying that because of anger? No, I'm saying that because I know his judgment. I just read where he said that there was no judgment. You have removed judgment. When you do that, then you remove him out of the mess. Let me move quickly. Isaiah 60 verse 15. He said, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that man, no man went through thee, I will make thee an external excellency, a joy of many generations. He said, thou hast also sucked the milk of the Gentiles, thou shalt suck the breasts of kings, and thou shalt know that I am Yahweh, thy Savior. That's what he said. It says in that text, you will know that I'm God, your Savior. But that's what he said. And thy Redeemer, and the Mighty One of Jacob. Now this is what the scripture says, this is God talking. That's what he says in there. You will know that I am God. But who is the Redeemer? Who is the Savior? Huh? Yahweh is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. Your sure pain in the power and the name of the Father. It's only one name whereby we're going to be saved. It's by the power of the name of Yahweh, no other name. That name is salvation, Yahweh. Did he not say, I, Yahweh, am the Savior? For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, for wood brass, and for stone iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy extractors righteousness. Extractors. Violence shall be no more heard in the land, wasting nor destruction within the borders. But ye shall call thy walls salvation, and the gate praises. You see how they spell that salvation? Is it spelled with a capital S? Was it not spelled that way in Revelation? No different, is it? Same way. Same spelling. In the middle of a sentence, a capital S. No difference at all. Not one bit. Shall call the walls. What are walls for? Isn't that what Satan said to Job? When he said to Yahweh, he had what? Hedge? All about him? Was that not Job's salvation? Amen. Job talks about salvation too. Amen. He said that the walls, salvation, is that salvation spelled with an S? Capital S? Why would you spell it that way? Why not just with a small S? Because it has significance, saints. It has grave significance. At the gates of praise. He says in verse 19, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither For brightness shall be the moon, give light unto thee. But Yahweh shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Elohim and thy glory. Matthew says in 1:21, and he shall bring forth the son, and he shall call his name Yahshua, for he shall save his people. For he shall save his people from their sins. Well, who's the light of the world then? Yahshua said that. He is the light of the world. He is the light. The scriptures haven't changed. Not one bit. And for some reason we want to say they have changed. They have not changed. What was testified in the old is the same in the new. Some of our traditions have distorted the picture. And our leaders have done that. I'm grateful that Yahweh did not allow me to be brought up under some kind of traditional format. I'm glad of that. Yahweh began to lead us. We led you to the Shabbat. Some say, well, I received that. Well, it's either I lied about that or we deceived about that. Or that's wrong. And some is right. It's either I was wrong about that. If I'm wrong about that, I'm wrong about this. And if I led you to that, then why not can we be led to all truth? Yeah, I like that name, Yahweh. I like it. Yahweh. Beautiful name. For that name is salvation. All the names given whereby man shall be saved. For he is the one that saves. Oh, it says in that book you got God. Well, who is this God? What is his name? Is there a name associated with him? Or is he a God just like Buddha? Is a God just like Topaz? Huh? They're all a gods now. But what is his name? Is his name Lord? Are you that naive? Even if you read the scriptures, you'll know that his name is not Lord. That is not a name. It's a title. That is a title. That is a title. Now you can't even come unto the Father. Now see, the whole thing is coming, going to the Father. Now how are you going to get to the Father? You got to come to the Father. See, the whole issue is coming to the Father. Oh, that's what it is. He came to glorify the Father, glorify his name. See, we got to get to the Father. Now how do you get to the Father? There's a hope. And your true Messiah is that hope. And through him we go to the Father. But it must be through the Son. And if you love the Son and you know the Son, then you'll call the Father. You'll say Yahweh. Now you will not say God, Lord. You'll say Yahweh. So you will. Isaiah 62. I'm going to stop here soon. But I'm going to continue this on the Shabbat and next Wednesday. The shortest things in Scripture. I'm not a lazy man when it comes to Scripture. Even when I'm tired, I'm not lazy. I want to take time with the Father. I really do. I really do. I say to all of you saints, you need to take a little time. You really do. You really do. You don't have to labor that hard around. And the brothers that go out, I understand that. And you're always going to bless us where they don't have to go out. I believe that. But we're going to be able to work here. He's going to bless us with enough finance. That we'll be able to take care of every little bit. Brother Nate Smith's little circumstance, everything, we're going to be able to take care of that. I'd rather see him here. And all the brothers, we can work together. We can labor together. We don't want to work this week. We don't have to work this week. That's the way I want it. That's the way the Father wants it. I believe that. I believe that. We're not servants unto the world. We're not going to go serve the world. He has brought us out where we can serve him. We're not going to serve flesh, trying to amass no wealth or no riches. That's not our desire. We'll be rich in grace, rich in faith, rich in understanding, rich in truth. And so if we go to a 2 or 3 day fast, we can all just stay around here and fast. And do what? Don't have to work, just wait and fast. Pray a little bit. You've got crap a little bit, just go lay down a little bit. Sleep a little bit. So we can truly fast. We can truly rest in him. And the Father's going to do that. I know he's going to do that. He's given me faith to speak that. And I know he's going to do it. He's given me understanding so that we can do that. And we are going to do that. Not one brother is going to be indebted to any man out there whereby he has to go out there and fulfill some kind of pleasure to a master, to another master. We're not going to do that. Yahweh doesn't intend for us to do that. He intends for us to be free. And free indeed. What? To worship Him. And to bless Him. And to serve Him. And to acknowledge Him. That's what He intends. So you better fall on your knees and get born again. Truly get saved. You know, I was saying to my wife, I said, I believe that the folks that were here, that Yahweh used them. I understand how He used them too. I understand that. He used the wicked. He used Babylon. He used Nebuchadnezzar. Wasn't that a profound word that Daniel spoke unto him? I believe He used men like that. I believe that. I know it. I know He does. So in all things you give Him thanks. I do. I have no compunction with that. He used all men. All of them. Did He use Pharaoh? Was Pharaoh a holy man or? Huh? You sure? But He used Pharaoh. And Pharaoh brought deliverance. He thrust His people out of the land so they could go and serve Him. And the scripture talks about men of that will bring salvation. Joshua. Bring salvation. And Moses brought salvation unto the house of Israel. And if you look up their names and look and see what their names mean, you will be amazed at the names and the character of those names. It all pointed to the Father to bring glory. Yahweh is my Father. He's my strength. Yahweh is my glory. Yahweh is my beauty. All of their names, if you look them up. Is that something? You got time to go in the grocery store and look at the story about Jenny Lopez? More folks know about that than they do in the name of the Father. Huh? You got time to read the Ebony magazines and the Jets? Ah, what a filthy, filthy, vile habit. They got time to sit in front of a television and watch a ball game. You think that a man comes to the knowledge of the truth, he go back to that, he's going to be delivered from that? You're fool. They're not going to be delivered. They're not. How do you know? Well, when Yahweh came down, He killed thousands of them because they're going back to their pagan worship. But a man go back to that, you think he's... No. He's talking about the subtlety of the world, the subtlety of Satan, how he was the most subtle creature in the garden, and he deceived the very elect of Yahweh. You want to differentiate between the elect, there's only one elect, and that's Yahweh's elect. And when He does something, it's verily, it is certain. You understand that these doctrines have crept in, foolish doctrines what they are, because men have no understanding of truth. Isaiah 62 verse 1, we're going to stop here. So much, but I'm going to continue on this. I'll continue with this on the Shabbat. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteous thereof go forth as brightness. And the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. The Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name. That's what He said. Now listen. Which the mouth of Yahweh shall name. Name? You'll be called by a new name. Yahweh shall name. And He said, first of all, what did He tell them? He said, you're going to be like the salvation. He said in verse 1, and thy salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Well, something burneth is a bright light, isn't it? The scripture says in John chapter 8 verse 12. John 8, verse 12. Then spake Joshua again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, and he shall have the light of life. He is the light of the world. Yahweh says, for righteous sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Judah's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and salvation thereof as a lamp, as a light. And Joshua said, I am the lamp, the light of the world. I am the salvation. And he that follow me shall not walk in darkness, and shall have the light of life. John 9 and 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. That's what Messiah said. 2 Corinthians 4, 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid unto them that are lost. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious truth of Messiah, who is the image now That's what he is, the image. He's the image. You know what an image is? You know what an image is? It is the same. It is the very same. He is the image of Yahweh should shine unto them. Now that's what salvation is. It is the brightness of Yahweh's image shining unto us. And that image is Yahshua. 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 That's what it is. Yahshua. Yahshua. That's what it is. And I'm not ashamed of that name. It's a beautiful name. Glorious name. And I don't get tongue twisted either. No, I'm not going to say the name Jesus. It is not his name. Yahshua. It's not Jesus. Unless the truth is Yahshua. His name is not God. It's Yahweh. Everything has a name. Chair. Computer. Cash. Everything. What kind of desk? Plastic desk. Everything. How do I know? Because did not Adam name everything? Did he not name them? Did Yahweh make a mistake? Did he not name all the stars? He gave them all names. He gave everyone a name. Every star. Orion. He gave all of them names. Every star. How many stars are there? I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what is our universe, nor does man. So huge, man. This solar system. Within this universe, you got a solar system. You got galaxies all throughout this. How big is it? I don't know. Don't even want to think like that. When you, if you can figure out how big this is, then you know how big he is. You can't figure out how big he is. And he's not some elusive God out there. He is Yahweh, our Elohim. That's what he is. That's who he is. He's Yahweh. He has a name, and it's not a title. It's not a title. And he wants to be known by his name. So in this hour, as he did with Israel, as he watched their sins, he has suffered long with us. He's watched our sins and our corruption. He watched our rebelliousness, our rejection of truth, our fighting against those of authority. Man, today, that's what this whorehouse is called, the Laodiceans, the laity rule. And that's what it means, the laity rule. And they want to rule every aspect. They will tell the man of Yahweh, you're not going to preach that. You're not going to say those things. You're not going to do those things. If you do that, we're not going to walk with you. You will go to hell, not even in a handbasket, if you think that I will change for you. You won't even change for the Father. Why would I change to some corrupt man of yours? Amen. I won't do it. And you don't have to call him by name. He won't call you by name either. Amen. That's the truth. He has a name that is above all names. And the name God is not above all names. The name Lord is not above all names. But Yahweh. Yahweh. I like that. It doesn't sound like Buddha. Or Allah. It's Yahweh. Yahweh. Yahshua. Yahshua. I like that. Amen. He has an identity that's far above all and is separate. Amen. Sure it is. It is not Jesus Christ. It's not. It's a pagan name. I don't care if you will go to hell with your disgruntledness. It's pagan. Jesus. That's what it is. I don't care what you say. That King James rendition I have is a literal copy of the King James. King James has been revived 6 times. What mistakes did they make in that reduced time? If you're always in the midst, he done it right. And so when he says, sons, I want to talk to you. I want to say, come here. Let me talk to you. Just a closer walk with him. And that's what he wants. And so, as I think about that, let me say this before I close. Men today, these men today are not dealing with the very intent of a man's heart. They don't deal with the rebelliousness and the sin. They don't deal with that. They deal with things that pacify this wicked world. I'm not going to pacify any of you. Tell you the truth. You're going to die in your sins. And that name is still a beautiful name. Yahshua. I like to say it. Yahshua. I like to form that in my mouth, my lungs. Glory. It's a beautiful name. I'm not ashamed of it. And I won't be ashamed of it because I know it's the truth. That is his name. He has no Greek Latin name. He has a Hebrew name. And his Hebrew name is the same. No, his name was not Greek Latin. It was not an English name. It was Hebrew. Oh, Yahshua. Yahweh. That's his name. You can't take from it. Glory. Glory. You can't. No. He's not going to let you do it. He's not going to let man continue to do what they've done. It's his name. No, he isn't. He's going to destroy them. He's going to turn them over to hell. That's what he's going to do. May Yahweh bless you. Good to see all you saints. Thank Yahweh for all of you. Bless you all. For y'all sure the Lamb is coming. Let us stand to our feet. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Praise be to Yahweh. In all things we bless you tonight, Father. We thank you for all things, your mercy, kindness, and truth. Take the saints down the road safe. We bless you tonight in Yahshua's name. Bless you all, saints.